Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. This weekend marks one of the busiest times of the year in Boston as thousands of apartments change hands on September 1st. All of that moving means a lot of stuff gets left behind on city sidewalks, but the piles of trash and furniture have created a tradition of their own. It's called Alston Christmas, where new residents claim old furniture and other items left on the curb as their own. Brian Coughlin is the city's superintendent of waste reduction. He joins us now to talk about Moving Day and Alston Christmas. Superintendent, thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Thanks for having me.
So let me start with this. How does the week around Moving Day compare to others when it comes to trash pickup and volume? How does the city respond to that?
The volume of trash, depending on the neighborhood, can go anywhere from 150% to well over 400 or 500% of the volume. We're seeing larger increases in different neighborhoods than we've had in the past. It used to be centrally a problem, I'd say, in the Alston, Brighton, and Mission Hill neighborhoods. We're seeing more and more in the north end and even going through into East Boston as well on the waterfront.
What do you want residents to know as they prepare to move out and leave items on the curb?
Basically, what we really want them to know is that your trash day is the only authorized or legal trash day that the city has. Everything on the street that people put out on the weekend is essentially illegal.
Now, I do want to say I have participated in Alston Christmas before. Some of my furniture, I think, that I still have now is from an Alston Christmas 10 years ago. But I also know that getting furniture or items from Alston Christmas is not always a good idea. I know there are risks associated with it.
Yeah.
If there's a person who decides they want to take a walk around some of these neighborhoods where you mentioned there's more trash than normal, they want to go looking for a new dresser, maybe a new sofa, what would you tell them?
I would say shop at your own risk, to be honest with you. I don't recommend anybody really pick through the trash to take anything. You see people taking some things, but you never know where it's been. And, you're better off just walking by and just leaving it there for us to grab it with the trash. To be honest with you, I don't really recommend anybody grabbing, a bed or a couch or even a desk. You never know if there's bed bugs on anything.
I know the warning when I was younger was, maybe take a desk, maybe take a dresser if it's all hardwood, but stay away from the mattresses, stay away from the sofas, anything that bed bugs can get into. You're saying stay away from all of it.
I would just stay away from all of it. You really, unless you have some sort of a way to test that things are clean and you're not going to have a problem. I mean, you're welcoming bugs into the house that you're not living in by yourself. And chances are you're going to be moving in with folks that you barely know, and you're going to have roommates and all that. And the last thing that you would really want is to infest the home with bed bugs or some other insects or anything else like that, because, you wanted a coffee table or, you wanted a king-size bed that you couldn't afford or something like that.
Every year we see so many sofas, beds, dressers thrown out. Many of them, I would hope the vast majority of them don't have bed bugs, don't have any kind of infestation. In terms of reducing waste in general, how do we reduce, how much stuff just goes to the landfill? Is there any way to recycle any of this without it just getting trucked away?
Well, there's definitely a lot of ways, but it has to happen from the inside of the home. So, the person that's leaving needs to have that mindset where they don't want to throw it out in the street. There maybe needs to be an incentive to do that and donate it. There's a lot of people that need furniture. There's a lot of people that go to the Goodwill stores of the world that need to get furniture.
That's Brian Coughlin, the superintendent of waste reduction for the city of Boston. Brian, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you very much.